Welcome to Motivated to Lead podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingsheim. Hi, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for our podcast this week. My name is Mark Klingsheim with SEMA Partners. Each week, we interview leaders and they share lessons learned from their careers. Our goal is to help you become a better leader. This week, we're happy to have join us Judy Zimmer. She's an executive coach, a national speaker, and a team leader who's dedicated her career to showing already successful leaders how to leverage their brand, create more happiness, and be more productive. She is the president of Coachology, where she has coached over 4,400 leaders around the globe. She has some great thoughts to share. Looking forward to our conversation today with Judy. Great to have Judy joining us for our conversation. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess first off, Judy, could you give us just a little bit of your story, a little bit of your career history?
Absolutely. So the ironic part of my career history is that I started out having no idea what I wanted to do. And fast forward, the funny part is I help individuals today really make that next leap in their career. So if I think that's funny, I certainly see the irony in that. I started my career in sales and then had the opportunity to move into a role that was really, at the time, the project management title didn't exist, but that's really what it was, combining operations, finance, and talent, bringing those three groups together. And I learned so much. It was like living in a petri dish for 7 years, really looking at how people operated, et cetera. And from there, I worked with a CEO who asked me if I had ever considered becoming a professional coach. And at the time, I had no idea what that meant. But he had worked for a large company. He had had several executive coaches and encouraged me to get that training. I did that, got to go into a really cool in-house executive coaching role, and then eventually started my own business.
Great. So I like to ask this question of most every guest is if you were able to spin back time and with what you know now, what advice would you give a 22-year-old Judy?
I love that question. And the first thing that comes to mind is get curious. So I started my career really feeling so inadequate. Like I must know this. I should know that, right? Everything from how to operate the copier machine to how to navigate the political waters of an organization. And so the best advice I would give myself is get curious. Today, when I ask people a question similar to what you asked, tell me about the early parts of your career, I'm often shocked at how that trajectory started. Like I have a degree in biology and today I'm the head of IT. It's like, what? Yeah. So really get curious. The second advice I would give my 22-year-old self is ask more of your bosses. I let my bosses off easy. And by that, I mean, not enough mentoring, not enough coaching. Again, not enough really how to help me with some of those really challenging parts early in my career. So that's the advice I would give my 22-year-old self.
So almost a flip question. What advice would you ignore as far as any advice that you received early on that you, looking back on, you wish you would have just passed on it?
Yeah, early in my career, I was told, as many of my friends were told, you really have to stay at a company for X amount of time. Quite honestly, when I graduated from college, that X amount of time was about 5 years. And today, I love working with college age students who say, you know, if I don't like it after 6 months, I'm leaving. And I think, I love hearing that sense of freedom from them. So that's a piece of advice I would ignore. You know what? If you're not happy in your job, there is really no amount of time that is going to either heal that wound or make it better. Cut your losses and move on.
So you work with a number of leaders, and what are some common blind spots that leaders have as far as their maybe in their first leadership role? What do you see as far as kind of common blind spots?
Sure. Well, and I'm going to say, put an asterisk next to that. And of course, say I'm biased because I do mindset and personal branding work. So I think one of the mistakes that leaders make early on is really not understanding who they are at their core. And by who they are, I mean the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? We used to tell people, oh, go out, that part of you that's not good at XYZ, fill in the blank, go out and take a class on that. You know what, Mark? I could have 400 classes on how to be a better filer or, you know, how to get better at technology. I'm not so sure that would have helped me in any way. So I think the mistake is that rather than apologizing for those things we're not good at, go out and partner with a person who loves that. If technology isn't your thing, find a person in your organization that loves technology. I always say, whatever it is that you're finding difficult, the good news is there's someone on the planet where that comes with ease. And so really finding those people.
What are some things that you advise leaders moving into maybe that first time that they're leading a team or a company? What do you give them as far as some things that they need to be paying attention to early on as far as they take on that new role?
So a couple things, especially when it comes to mindset, and Mark, you may not have even caught yourself saying this. You mentioned some things they need to take a look at. So one of the things I work with my clients on is our language. So our language can open up incredible opportunities for us. So listening for, I need to, I have to, I must, I should, right? And so really noticing where does choice reside in our leadership style? So the opposite of those is I choose to, I get to, I love to. And so I would say the first thing is really listening for those language pieces, especially when big problems occur. And guess what, leaders? Big problems will occur, right? And the other thing is to seek out mentors, whether it's in the company or outside of the company. Because when you seek out people who, again, it doesn't have to be someone doing a similar role, but go find a mentor who's really good at breaking down big problems, not solving the problem, but like, what is your process for how you tackle a problem? And that can be really powerful for new leaders. You never have to go it alone. Never.
I know you talk about as far as how to get unstuck. And I think this time of year, you know, the first part of the year, everybody's excited. They have new goals. And, you know, you get to, you know, February, March, and sometimes people are like, I'm stuck. What are some things that you talk about as far as, and maybe just a couple practical things to get unstuck?
So it's such a great question because it happens to all of us. And again, the clients I work with, you look at their careers, you go, oh my gosh, so incredibly successful. And yet all of us find a time in our career when we really do feel stuck. So the first thing is change out your connections. I love to help clients find new connections. So hang out with different people and you're going to start to hear different things. So finding new connections can be really powerful. And then the second thing is make up your own how to get unstuck model. So actually put it down on pencil and paper. What if I was helping someone else get unstuck? What might I look at or look for? And having your own model can again be incredibly powerful to understanding what works for you. Because just saying I don't want to be unstuck generally doesn't work. But hanging out with new people and creating a model can really help you start to study and examine what's going to help you in your career.
So as you have experienced, as everybody has in the last couple of years, a lot of virtual conversations, typically all of our conversations have been for the last couple of years. Now it's starting to get back to some in-person meetings. But what are some things that you've learned in the last couple of years that either you're going to continue to do or you learned that it doesn't work?
Right. So I think in the continue to do, my clients are continuing to see me on Zoom. So as coaches, we're very in tune to listening to the client, watching the body language, observing what's happening. We can do all of that on Zoom. And for me personally, sometimes people ask me why I wear a headset. The reason I wear a headset is it really does help me to tune in to what you're saying. So from that aspect, my business actually was able to grow during the pandemic with more clients outside of the beautiful state of Minnesota. So I'm continuing to do more Zoom to grow my practice. One of the things that I noticed during COVID that I have changed significantly is the desire to move more during the day, whether that's stand-up meetings or getting out and giving my eyes a break from the computer or simply taking a 15-minute walk around the block. There's the need for movement for me is really, really critical, and it really helps to shift my energy level. The work that I do, again, it's deep, deep listening and watching. And so finding ways to shift that energy level really helps me.
Every leader needs to continue to grow and develop. Any books that you typically recommend to leaders or maybe earlier in their leadership that you think would be helpful?
Yeah, a couple of them come to mind. A classic that I read, one of my first books that I read, and I've actually used it for group coaching, is The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by good old Stephen Covey. And it's, I think a couple of years ago, they celebrated their 35th anniversary. Such a great book and so many powerful tools for new leaders in that. Now, the opposite extreme of that might be a book called Atomic Habits. And Atomic Habits is a book about noticing if you want to shift something in your career or your life that you really can do that. But one of my favorite concepts that author is James Clear uses in that book is a concept called habit stacking. And I just love that. So you take a habit. I always tell people, don't make this complicated. Everyone brushes their teeth every morning. What would be a little micro habit you could stack on top of that and do immediately after brushing your teeth, such that you see your toothbrush and you go, oh, that's right, I'm going to say some affirmations with that or whatever that might be. That's another great book. And then the other book I love for leaders at any level is a book by Marshall Goldsmith, one of the top, top executive coaches in the world, a book called Triggers. And the reason that book is so good for leaders at all levels, he helps you to examine in that book the stuff that sets you off. And again, rather than believing like, oh, I'm not going to be set off by that anymore, really developing some tools, some choices around how am I going to respond to that? And I have used that with so many clients, and I know that leaders early in their career would benefit greatly from that book as well.
Yeah, great recommendations. I think a couple of those we haven't had recommended before, so that's great. What so you mentioned that you like to move around, and what are some other things that you do to recharge, hobbies outside of work that you engage in?
Yes, I am a very active walker and hiker. And so getting outside, even on the coldest Minnesota mornings, is something that I embrace. And then I am a business book reader and junkie. I absolutely love reading books, and I listen to a lot of books on tape on the treadmill as well. A great tip for people, two tips on business books that I learned. One is I download the samples of books all the time on Amazon, so you can get a little snippet or appetizer. But the other tip that most people don't know is many, many business books are actually read online on YouTube and available free of charge. So go out and find a book. So that, and then of course, once the weather turns beautiful, I am an avid gardener.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're looking outside our windows, looking for green grass in Minnesota for sure.
Someday.
Yeah. So what parting advice would you give a new leader?
My parting advice for new leaders, again, is a message I've said already, which is to go out and find a mentor. And don't be put off by, I don't know what a mentor does or doesn't. And I'll offer any listener to this podcast, if you follow up with me and say, you know, do I have some things, a little format to use with a mentor, I would be happy to send that to anyone. It's something that I have provided to many individuals. But find a mentor and find multiple mentors is the first thing. And then the second thing is get curious. Ask bigger questions. Ask better questions. Be curious about where the people that you work with, what was their beginning? Where did they come from? Also, a favorite question of mine, don't be afraid to ask, what question haven't I asked you about the early part of your career? Because here's the thing, every one of us, myself included, has a role that we worked that was an absolute disaster and or something we would never want to repeat in our career. There are so many nuggets of gold in that type of information. So that's the advice that I would give to people. And the last piece, of course, you don't have to have all of the answers ever.
Okay. Well, Judy, how would somebody learn more about you? I know if you're watching, you have Judy's email available, but if you're listening, how would somebody learn more about what you do?
Yeah, one of my favorite places to hang out socially, of course, is LinkedIn. So if you listen to this and you want to connect with me, I do a lot of postings on LinkedIn about mindset tips and personal branding. So connect with me on LinkedIn. The clue there is in the invitation, mention Mark's podcast, and that'll be an easy way for me to know that that's where you found me. You can also write to me through my website, which is coachology.us.
Great. Well, Judy, this has been a lot of fun, and I wish you continued success in all that you're doing. And definitely, I know this will be helpful to those that listen.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's been a pleasure, and I wish everyone who's listening tremendous good luck in their careers.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.